Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Brachot Daf Chaf Bet Amud Aleph, in the middle of our discussion of the status of a Walkeri and how that affects his study of Torah and Tefillah. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Nahug Alma Kahane Tlat Save. The world follows these three opinions, meaning the opinions of these three individual elders who were isolated opinions in each one of these disputes. Rabbi Eloi Bereshit HaGez, Rabbi Yoshia b'Kilayim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beter b'Divrei Torah. Let's see what they are. Rabbi Eloi b'Reshit HaGez is in Chulin, D'tan Rabbi Eloi Omer, Reshit HaGez Onheg Ela Ba'aretz. Machloket, whether or not Reshit HaGez, giving the first shearings, applies in Chutz Laaretz or in Eretz Yisrael, he says it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yoshia b'Kilayim, Nechtiv, Lo Tizrak HaMacha Kilayim. Rabbi Yeshua says that planting Kilayim is only in Omen Chayvad, Shizrachito, Sorav, Chartzot. Pull it, yeah, you have to throw down wheat, barley, and grape seed in one shot. And we follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterah that anybody can study Torah, no matter what their status of Tumah, even a Balkari. Kiata Zairi, when Zairi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Batlu al Tevilutah. In Eretz Yisrael, they canceled out this Tevilah. Or they canceled out the washing. Let's see. Means they followed Rabbi Yehuda Matera and said, you don't have to go to the mikvah if you're Balkari in order to say tefillah or to study. As we saw in the second parak, Rav Chista used to curse anybody who would go a distance and not daven on time because he was looking for water, so they officially canceled the requirement to find water for tefillah if it was a great distance. Tana Rabbanan, Balkari shenatnu alav tisha kabin mayim. Let's say a Balkari takes a shower, basically. They put 9 kabin of water over him. Tahor. Nachum ishkimzo lachashal Rabbi Kiva. He told Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva lachashal ben Azai. He taught ben Azai. Azai yatsahu shan tamidav shuk. And he publicized it in the shuk. That works. Pligi ba trei amurai b'marava. So two chachamim in the West, Rabbi Yosef Avinu, Rabbi Yosef Zvida, we don't know who said what, but disagreed about this. Chad tani shna'a v'chad tani lachasha. One said that he publicized it, and the other said Ben Azai continued this tradition and whispered it privately to some students. Man tani shna'a, the one who said he taught it publicly, mishum bitul Torah, because people were not studying Torah as a result of the ruling, so he wanted to publicize and let them know, if you're Balkari, you can go and study Torah. Mishum bitul pirvirivian, also, that'll keep people from having relations with their wives if they know that they're going to have to go to the mikveh afterwards in order to study. So that way, that was relaxed. Man tani lachasha, and the one who said that he taught it privately, literally, that scholars should not be with their wives like chickens, meaning they shouldn't spend so much time engaged in sexual congress, they should keep it to a minimum. I've heard that there are people who are lenient about it, and I've heard that there's a stringency. Anybody who's machmir for themselves, not as a ruling for others, will live a long life. Rishuvan Levi says, what's the point of all these people who go to the mikveh every morning? Mativan? Hayudama? Balkari also with the Eretor. What is Rishuvan Levi asking? He's the one who said a Balkari can't study. Hachikamar, Mativan bar ba'im sa'a. Why are they going to a mikveh if Shabbati Shakabin? They could just have water thrown on them, like we have in a shower. Mativan b'tvilah. Why do they need the tvilah? Shabbati Tinai can just be poured on them. Rishuvanina, Geder Gadol Gadruba. There was a very big breach that was patched here. The Tanya, literally a fence was put up. The Tanya, Maseh Bechad Shtavai Yishal Nidvar Avera. A man tried to seduce a woman to have sex. Amralo, she said, Reka, Yesh Lecha Baim Sa'a Shata Tovel Bahen? You have a mikveh to go to afterwards? So Miyad Perash. In other words, and then that stopped him. In other words, the idea is that even though you don't really need a mikveh, having the mikveh there kind of put another stumbling block, another thing to think about beforehand. Amar Rav Huna the Rabbanan. Rav Huna told the students, Rabotai, Mimnei Ma'atem Mezalzalim B'Tevilah Zu. Why are you degrading this Tevilah in the Mikvah? Im Shum Tzinef, it's because it's cold here. Efshar B'merchatzot, you can go into a Merchat. You don't have to go to a proper Mikvah. Go in a bathhouse. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista said, V'chi Yesh Tevilah B'chamin? Can you go into a hot water for Mikvah? Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Kai Kavatech. He said, Rav Ada Bar Ava agrees with you, you can't. Zera V'yativ Ba'agna D'maya B'masuta. He was sitting in like a bathtub in the doctor's place. He said, you know what, take some water and throw it over my head. What do you need that for? You're sitting in water. He said, just like a mikvah. A mikvah you have to go into and it can't be poured on you. Same thing, the nine kabin have to be put over you and not tefillah. Each thing has its own mode. So I can't be sitting in a bath, that's not good enough. Either it's a mikvah, or else if I'm going to have water on me, it has to be poured on me. Rav Nachman tiken chatzva batisha kabin. Rav Nachman set up a model of a jug that's nine kabin big, so he uses a model, a measure. Kiat Rav Dimi Amar, so Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said, Rav Kiva Rav Yehuda glustra amru. They said, lo shanu elo lecholela onso. They put a limitation. They say the only time that you can use Tisha Kabin is if the guy's sick and he had a carry out of his control. Aval Choleh Margil, but somebody who's sick and he engaged in activity that's going to lead to the carry, Arbaim Sa'ah, they didn't relax. You need a mikvah. Rav Yosef, Ipa Chatzveder Rav Nachman. Oh, so they broke Rav Nachman's jug. Not literally, but it means like Rav Nachman set up this jug and then the psak that came from Eretz Yisrael seemed to break it. But Ki'ata Ravin, so the next one of the Nechute, Ravin came, and Ravin always trumps Rav Dimi. There was actually a case in Usha, in Eretz Yisrael. Bekila de Rav Oshaya, at the Rav Oshaya's wedding. Atu v'shaylu le Rav Asi, they asked Rav Asi, Amar lehu, l'shana l'chola margil. This is only for a chole who does it intentionally. Aval l'chole l'onso patr miklum. If the guy is sick and the carry happened without his control, then he doesn't have to do anything. So kind of poetically he said Rav Nachman's jug got put back together. Now everybody here is disagreeing whether you need 9 kabin or 40 sa'ah, that you can study this, you can study that, you can study anything, you can study nothing, are all disagreeing about Ezra's takana that goes back to the 5th century BCE. Let's try to see if we can find out what Ezra's takana was. Rabbi Ezra tiken the bariha margila b'im sa'a. Ezra made a takana, which is a healthy person who deliberately engages in an act that's going to lead to carry 40 sa'a. Barila on so tisha kabin, and a healthy guy who hasn't happened inadvertently 9 kabin. Va'ato amarayu pligi b'chole. And so the later chachamim came and they disagreed about how to apply that to a sick person. So just line them straight up, whether you're sick or healthy, if you did it intentionally and regularly, or if it happened once and inadvertently, same rules apply. This is Ravine's report, that a chole who engages deliberately is like a bari, it happened inadvertently. And a chole happened inadvertently is nothing. It's not true, he said. Ezra only made the takana of going to the mikvah, not of having water poured over you. Ezra made one takana. If you're a healthy guy and you deliberately engaged in sex, let's say, then you have to go into a mikvah. And the later rabbis came along and said, if you're a bari, but it happened inadvertently, you should still have water poured on you. And then the later Chachamim, so we had an extra step added in, the later Chachamim came and disagreed about what to do with a sick person. So the choleh who does it intentionally is like a baril on so, the second takanav tishakabin, he doesn't have to do anything. So Amarava, let's hear the final ruling. Hilchata. And it's like a mix and match. Anybody who does it intentionally, healthy or otherwise, mikvah. Bari lo onso, a healthy guy who has happened inadvertently, tisha kabin. Aval chole lo onso, somebody who is sick and it happens out of his control, patur miklum, he is totally exempt. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Bal keresh anu alav tisha kabin mayim tahor. If you have a Balkan, so now we have a Braita that seems to support this idea that for anybody, nine kabin is enough. That's only if he's going to say brachot for himself or study for himself. But lacharim, to be a leader, arbeim sa'i, he needs a mikvah. So this is a totally different distinction. It has nothing to do with being healthy or sick or why it happened, but rather what function he's going to serve. You always need arbeim sa'a. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. So we have these four Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael. Chad mehaizuga v'chad mehaizuga aresha. So one of these pair and one of those pair discussed the resha. And Chadamar hadamar pendvaramurim la'atzmo olachem avim sa'ah. When you said that this is only for yourself, but for to do things for others, it's avim sa'ah lo shana l'chol amar gil. It's still only if you're sick. And you did intentionally. And so, but if you were sick and it happened by accident, tisha kabin, always nine kabin for anything. Even if you're going to teach publicly, even if you're going to be shliach tzibur. Chadamar, kol achirim afilu cholela onso adiikar b'im sa'ah. And the other one said, no, if you're ever going to operate on behalf of the tzibur, you need 40 sa'ah regardless. V'chad mi'ayzuga v'chad mi'ayzuga. And now take the other pairs. Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef Hanina. So another one of each pair. We don't know who. Talked about the seifa. V'chad amar, hadam Rabbi Yehuda, abayim sa'ah mikol makom. Rabbi Yehuda said you always need 40 sa'ah. Lo shanu ela b'karka. That's only if it's in the karka. I mean, really like a mikveh, dug in. Kelim lo, you can't do it in a bath. V'chad amar, filu b'kelim nami, even in a kli. According to the one who said, you could even do it in a kli, maybe that's why Rabbi Yehuda said, mikol makom, meaning any kind of 40 sa'ah. But if you say it has to be in karka, mikol makom latui maim, what's mikol makom there for? Latui maim shuvin, that it has to be in a proper mikveh, but it doesn't have to be rainwater. It could be irrigated water. Papa Ravuna Brady of Yeshua of Rava Bar Shmuel Kricho Rifta Bari Adari. These three Chachamim ate bread together. Now you know Birkat is Amazon is going to come up. Amrua Papa Havuli Didili Vruch. Give me the cup that I'll lead the Birkat Amazon. The Nafil Ave Tishakamin. I had nine kabin fall on me. Amrua Rava Bar Shmuel Tanina Medvam Amori Matzmo Valachem Abim Sa'a. Wait a second. We learned that whenever you're going to do things on behalf of others, you need 40 Sa'a. You're not in kabin, not good enough. Give it to me. I had 40 sa'ah fall on me. What he probably meant was I went into 40 sa'ah. Give it to me. I had neither because I don't need it. I'm not a balkari. So Rav Chama felt that as the one who was leading the Seder, he should go to the mikvah on Erev Pesach. And therefore, because he's being motzi atarabim, he's doing it on behalf of everybody else. But the halacha is not like that, which would mean, of course, that, there is no distinction, and we reject this braita. And therefore, whether you're doing it for yourself, or whether you're doing it to be motzi others, nine kabin is enough. Okay, the next mishnah. Hayao may be tefillah in his kashu balkari. Let's say you were saying tefillah in the middle, you realize you're balkari, lehafsik eli katzer. We already saw this. You don't stop in the middle, you just quickly finish. Yarav lipol, let's say you went into the mikvah. If you could get out of the mikvah, get dressed, and finish shema before sunrise, yarav kasev ikra. This is following Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that kriyat shema must be said by sunrise. We, of course, hold like Rabbi Yeshua 3 hours. Then you should get out and get dressed and read. Vim lav kasev mayim vikra. If not, then cover yourself up in the water and read. But you can't do it in bad water, or laundry water, until you put some fresh water in there. There's a separate question. If you have this kind of filthy water, and you're outside, you're dressed, but you have this kind of water that smells bad, how far do you have to go away to say Shema, or Minatsoar from feces? Arbamot. All right. Tanu Rabbanan. Hayom evit finaliz kashubal keri leafsik eli katzer. Our Mishnah. Let's say you're reading the Torah publicly and you realize you're Balkari. You don't stop. You just sort of mumble and do it quickly. Balkari cannot read more than three psukim. So you have to stop at some point. Let's say you're saying tefillah and then you saw feces, animal, human feces. You have to walk, even though you're in the middle of tefillah, you walk forward until it's in back of you, arba amot. So it's out of vision and it's 4 amot away. We had a bright that said just go to the side. So lokash, out of shar, to low of shar. If you can somehow go to the side and be out of vision and etc., then that's better. If not, then you go in front. Hayamit palel matzat so'abim komo. Let's say you were davening and you found so'ah right in front of you. So you after you finished tefillah, you realized there was tzoa there. So Rabbah said it was a bad thing. You should have checked, but your tefillah is accepted and your yotzei. Matri Rav Vaha Zevach Hashayim Toiva. We have the pasuk in Mishlei that the offerings of a rasha are rejected, are an abomination. Which means if you daven in certain kind of circumstances that you're not allowed to, you're not yotzei. So he changed his ruling, and he said, since you did the wrong thing, and it's a toiva, therefore, even though you already davened, you're not yotzei, and it's a toiva. Let's say you're davening, and suddenly some urine came down onto your knees. You stop and you wait. Now, you got to remember how their clothing was, like a tunic. You wait until the water stops, then you pick it up. Lechan Choser, where do you go back to? Avchistav Amunura, Chanamar Choser LaRosh. One said you go back to the beginning. Chanamar LaMakom Shepasak, the place that you took the break. So Leila Bahakimi Palgi, Marsavarim Shakade, Gmar Kula Choser LaRosh. Marsavarim LaMakom Shepasak. Perhaps the machloket is, what do you do when you take an interruption of just a pause in the middle of tefillah? If you waited long enough to finish the entire tefillah, then you have to go to the beginning. And the other one says, no, you go back to Makom Shepasak. So Amar Rashi, hi, im shahayim, lo shami baile. Then it should have said, if he didn't wait, everybody agrees that if you stopped and waited silently long enough to finish an entire tefillah, you have to go back to the beginning. This machloket is where you didn't wait that long. Marsavar gavra dechuyahu. The first opinion is that this guy is a rejected guy. He shouldn't have been davening. Ve'ein ra'ui. Ve'ein tefilato tefila. And therefore, he has to go back to the beginning in any case, regardless of how long the interruption was. Omar Savar gavra chazyahu tefilato tefila. The man was a fit man. He just stopped at that point. And his tefila is a tefila. Tan Rabbanan. Hanitzach l'nekevav ayit parel. Halacha l'maaseh. If somebody has to go to the bathroom to defecate, he shouldn't daven. If he does daven, it's a rejected tefillah, it's unaccepted, it's an abomination, and he's not yotzei. That's only if he can't wait, meaning if he really has to go to the bathroom immediately. Meaning, because the whole time he's davening, that's all he's going to be thinking about. If he could wait, tefillato tefillah, even though it's not ideal, he is yotzei. Ad kama. So how long should he have to be able to wait to make his tefillah valid? Rav Sheshet ad parsa. Be able to walk a parsa. A parsa takes about an hour. Ikan amatni, 72 minutes. Ikan amatni la matnita. Somebody learned this as a comment on the Mishnah. V'yad kama. Again, how long? It was v'yad parsa. Rishwa barachman rabbi Yonatan. Trachman kevav arizah lo yitpalel. If you have to go to the bathroom, you don't daven. Shum shenema ikon likrat el oracha Yisrael. Prepare yourself to come and greet God. Ve'amar Rav Shmuel bar Achman Rabbi Yonatan, my dichtiv shmorag v'chak asher telech beit Elohim, watch your feet when you go to God's house. Meaning shmor atzmacha shelo techta, be careful that you don't sin. Vim techta ve'korban lefanai. If you do sin, bring a korban. Ve'karov lishmor shmor divrei chachamim, which is the end of the pasuk. Amarava ve'karov lishmor divrei chachamim shim chotim ve'im korban v'osim tshuva. Notice how the Chachamim, if they do a sin, they bring a korban and do tshuva. Miteta ksilim, as opposed to the ksilim giving their offering, alti ksilim shechotim v'im korban v'enosim tshuva. As opposed to fools who bring a korban, don't do tshuva. Keinam yodim lasot ra, because they don't know how to do evil. Yachid tzadik minu, then that's good. Ela alti ksilim shechotim v'im korban, don't be like fools who sin, bring a korban. They don't know why they're bringing it. They don't know if they're bringing a korban because they sinned or because they're celebrating. These guys don't know that it's in good and evil. They bring a korban to me? What kind of silliness is this? Now, however, this is all brought because of this final take of Ravashi. What does shmor raglacha mean? Raglacha is a euphemism for your bowels. Shmor raglacha kasher telecha beit Elohim here means watch your bowels when you're planning to come in front of me. First, empty them and make sure that you're all clear, and then you can come and daven before me. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and the next piece that we're going to look at is how to treat tefillin when someone has to go to the bathroom, and what to do with them, and more halachot of tefillin and shmirat kedushat tefillin. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.